Hello ladies and welcome to Skin and Mind Clinic. If you are thinking of becoming a member with us, go to skinandmindclinic.com and join for free now, because it's not going to be free forever, and I just want to make sure that you guys are online learning about your inner self and your confidence and also social anxiety, because there's not much information out there for social anxiety at all. People don't really understand it. People don't get it. People think you're rude or vulnerable or just awkward if you don't go to parties and you try to avoid people. People actually think that there's something, you know, wrong with you. You know, I've lost a lot of people in my life where people have gone, yeah, I gave up trying to invite you because you never come. They don't actually see the problem. They didn't go to the source. They didn't work out why. And the reason why, I was obviously in an abusive relationship. And I also was had a lot of childhood abuse. So, of course, I'm going to not be like them. You know, it's okay to be like that as well. It's okay to be different. Now, that's got nothing to do with this lesson. Transforming fear into excitement. Fear and excitement can sometimes feel completely the same. When you're scared of something, do you get like hot and sweaty and you get tummy ache and butterflies in your stomach? Can't breathe because you're too nervous or indecisive or anxious? Well, let me tell you, the excitement is exactly the same. If you actually put it in perspective, you know, when you get excited, you get that belly ache and you sometimes can't eat, sleep, you get overwhelmed, can't think straight. It's quite similar. We go into this like tunnel vision. And what we need to do is understand that we can turn the fear into that excited feeling. Instead of worrying and feeling, having the feelings of dread, and sickness and worry. Imagine having the feeling of excitement while you're going through this fearful journey. Very easy to say, isn't it? It's very easy for me to say, I'll turn your fear into excitement. But practice makes perfect. Now, I have a very excitable brain. It's always thinking, overthinking, wondering, wanting to be the adventurer of the world, you know, wanted to travel the world and do everything, but I can't get out the door, you know, and I have to turn my fears into excitement or I'd never go out. It's as simple as that. I'd never ever go out if I didn't have to challenge myself daily. So what could we harness? You know, what can we do to create this power? We explore how to shift our mindset from fear to excitement and embrace challenges with a newfound enthusiasm. Fear often arises when we perceive a potential threat or uncertainty. It's natural. It's our body's way of protecting ourselves. So we need to thank ourselves for this, because it is actually a beautiful mechanism we have. But sometimes it holds us back from taking risks and embracing new experiences. And that's the truth. You know, I could have been so many things in my life, but I chose to stay in and hide. I've lost out on memories with friends and family because I've chosen to stay inside. The key is to reframe fear and signal the key is to reframe the fear. If you are, say, in a situation where you are nervous and you're going for an interview, imagine what it's like to reframe that. I'm going for an interview to better my life. I'm going to change my life today. Even if this interview is quite nerve-wracking, part of me is excited because it's going to give me the freedom that I desire. Write it down. Write down the positives of this feeling of fear and worry. So it's something really important to think about, you know. It's key to understand why you are fearful and why you're worrying about something that's not happening. To turn fear into excitement, start by reframing negative thoughts. So instead of dwelling on a potential failure or negative outcome, focus on the possibilities, like I said. you know, shift your perspective. I can't speak in the morning, honestly. It's menopause. Shift your perspective and see challenges, you know, see opportunities to grow and learn. Be abundant in life. Manifest great things from being fearful by being excited. Now, the challenge is for me to give to you today is to seek out situations that evoke fear. Take steps to initiate. You know, what is it that you're scared of? Now, mine is leaving the house when my husband's home. Now, I have a perfectly rational reason this happens, but it's completely irrational. It's completely and it disables my whole life. And I will explain why this happens later on. It's very personal and it's very difficult for me to speak about. But my husband is not that person, but I still associate him with the things that my ex would have done. So I have to pull myself out of the house like glue to leave. It's very difficult. It's very scary. And I have to turn it into an excitement, because if I didn't do it, I'd never go out. I wouldn't, I promise you. I'd never go. So weekends are very difficult for me because I want to do everything, but my husband stays at home because he's tired. That means I stay at home. Now, that is not healthy. That is not something that you should be doing. We should be able to leave the house and be faithful enough to understand that they are not the abusers. And my husband understands this. He really does. He's amazing and he understands this. This is not about him. This is about my PTSD. So I am completely shut away in a house, not knowing how to get out. And I really want to emphasize this, because this is why I'm building these courses, because I have been there and I'm still going through that. I'm just one step maybe ahead of you. Maybe not. Maybe you're ahead of me, and I'd love for you to tell me how to do it, because I can't do it. And I study every single day trying to do it. So I am in more awe, if you can help me, please. So we can help each other. It's fine. So the challenge is to look at what you're scared of and celebrate your achievement on little steps like mine. I went out for a walk to the post box the other day without my husband. You might think that was easy. For me, it was really horrendous and scary. I have to go around the whole house and make sure everything's just right. I will explain later. So your challenge is to take little steps to gradually increase the intensity of your challenges, okay? Gradually celebrate each achievement when you are fearful, expanding yourself out of the comfort zone and cultivating resilience. We can do this. So write down all your fears. Write down what it could do to make you positive, to make you excited. What could your fear? See, my fear is going out without my husband so I can be a rock climber, a diver, traveling all around the world to Egypt, diving. Oh my God, I'd do that in a heartbeat. I'd like my husband to come, but I know that I would get on more if he wasn't there, because I would worry about what he's thinking while I'm diving, because he doesn't want me to do it, because he's worried I'm going to drown. Please understand, this is a really difficult challenge, but you are able to do it with me. Remember, excitement and fear often goes hand in hand. By transforming your fears into excitement, you can unlock a new level of courage and embrace the beauty of personal growth. I'm here to support you. I want to change. Let's do this together. Let's discuss this in the group. It's so very important to understand that people who have abused you will leave a significant mark on your life. You have to forgive and let them go so you can learn to live without them in your head. My ex is still controlling me, not being able to go out the weekend. I am forgiving him to get this out of me. I don't condone what he did at all, but I forgive myself. I forgive who I am. And this is where we're going with social anxiety, confidence. We have to let go. We have to tell people it's okay. It's okay. You can leave me now. I am happy without you. I don't need you in my life, and I am excited about my new challenges. I am going to work now. I wish you all the best with this challenge. Namaste, breathe, meditate, make the most of your day, and please write down your fears and how it can turn into excitement. I would love to know this challenge because it's so close to my heart. Take care.